drag out fight.
But I don't say that we don't always agree. Understand that. That's understood. I don't mean we always agree on everything.
Uh-huh.
I don't. I suppose you married, and I don't think your wife and you always agree.
No, no, it's pretty hard to do. Pretty hard to do.
But we never have had no trouble.
Parents.
We get along pretty well.
Married 51 years, and they get along pretty well yet, so I guess they're going to make a go of it. About when you used to go with a buggy or a wagon, would you describe the different parts?
Drive wherever I wanted to go, go to town, anywhere I wanted to go. Mm-hmm. When I used to milk cows and turn the cream separator, I had to haul my cream over. I haul that in the wagon.
Mm-hmm.
Hold the punter tuck.
And
that ain't all. And there's other people along the road, I'd haul their milk too.
Mm-hmm.
For cream.
Their cream. Then I went to Selling Mill and to the Carnation Milk Company at Tupelo. And we never did milk with about, I think 8 or maybe 9 cows the most we ever milked at one time. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have no notion of selling milk. Didn't have no way of going. I didn't have no truck at that time. And I'd go, want to go to Tupelo. I'd just catch the milk truck and go to Tupelo and buy my groceries. He'd bring them back. One day, the milk holder said to me, he said, why don't you sell some milk? I said, I haven't got but 4 cows. I couldn't sell no milk. Said you'd be surprised how much you'd get out of it. And he come and tell me something about how much it, 4 cows ought to produce, and so how much money it would bring in. He got me in the notion of trying it. He said, how about let me just get you a cad today and a strainer, and you go to selling milk. So I went to settle milk and sold milk, I think 11 years. And then I sold my cows and quit. I come to quit, though. I wouldn't have quit what I did. But one evening we was milking, and I'd milk 4 cows and she'd milk 4.
How usually milked 5?
Well, she intended to milk 1 more than I did. If we was milking 8, I'd milk 3 and she'd milk about 5. She had a better milk than I was. So she sat there milking one evening, she wringing her hand. Said, you keep milking if you want to, I'm going to quit. Rheumatism in her hand.
Had trouble with my hands.
I said, whenever you quit, I'm quitting too. Next thing you know, I sold my cow.
Mm-hmm. Do you still have rheumatism, or did it clear up?
Oh, after I quit milking, it gradually, gradually quit. I hardly ever have any trouble with it, not at all.
Hey, people, there's a lot of them tried to get me to buy a milking machine. I wouldn't do that. Of course, we didn't sell no great big quantity of milk, but we sort of made a living on and got by. Old enough to get by.
Mm-hmm. I suppose some of these questions sound kind of silly to you, but to somebody who hasn't, lived around the farm, I have to ask them because I'm not very clear on exactly how life used to be.
Well, you ought to have lived on the farm a while.